This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America, as well as on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. GCNlive.com, the website where we are streaming live, not an app, but we are streaming live. And also, by the way, we're also on selected Salem Media Group stations all across the country in some of the biggest radio markets in the country, as well as on some great independent stations around the country, too. And don't forget, you can hear us on the Internet. I definitely am streaming live. No app needed on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, as well as our bulk mail center drivers, we thank you for what you're doing. And not to be forgotten about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and all the petroleum products that we need to get on down the road. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where if you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see a listen live link right there. That is the stream that we're putting out to the radio stations and along the network, and you do not need an app to hear that. You just click on that link, and boom, you're there. Okay, we're going to get started. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there at California IA, where he's getting his ice cubes ready for today. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, good morning.
And good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
You got lots of ice?
Sure, I do.
Okay, well, there's some nasty people that come in here on Sunday, and they clean out our ice for their cooler. And when they leave, they have all this ice in their cooler. And those of us that might want a few ice cubes in our iced tea or something like that, there isn't any.
Well, that's bad form.
I'll tell you, when I know who's doing it. When I see him again, I'm going to wrap him up, put right upside the back of the head with his pork chop that he's eating or whatever for lunch at Mission Barbecue. But anyway, is what it is. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I think so.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're done laughing now? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Now, I'll also tell you, this guy likes to eat salmon, so I might take a piece of salmon and hit him with it.
Or just take the salmon. Like, walk right in, take the salmon, walk out.
Thank you. That's a good idea. I didn't think of that. He won't know how to act. All right.
Yeah, well, we're solving it without violence here.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of violence, there's a lot of people out there that are scratching their head, Democrats primarily, wondering why the Democratic Party is declining so much in Florida and why we have this very popular governor named Ron DeSantis and why somebody like career politician Charlie Crist a few years ago couldn't get anywhere in a gubernatorial race, and he was defeated predominantly because he was the most wishy-washy politician I think I ever ran across in my lifetime, being a Republican turned independent turned Democrat. You know, when you can't make up your mind, I guess people don't like that. But what's happening here is we were once a big-time battleground state. Right now, Florida is solidly, and I mean solidly, under Republican control in both legislative houses and its executive branch with our governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, why does this matter, Kyle?
Why is that?
Florida's 30 electoral college votes. You know, we just gained a couple here in the last election.
Right. Oh, the census or something?
Yeah. So we're up to 30, and it makes it especially important in the presidential elections. Before it was a swing state, we were even a Democratic-leaning state until 1996. But that's when the new realignment was made, and the Democrats have been nearly uncompetitive for the time being ever since. How about that?
Very interesting indeed.
Now, we've made a fast transformation. Florida's sharp right turn has been quick. Ron DeSantis barely took the governor's mansion in 2018 when he did run against Mr. Chris, but took the state by storm. With a re-election triumph of 19 votes, the biggest margin in four decades, and even won the historically liberal Miami-Dade County. You know why that was?
Why is that?
The Cubans were forgotten about by the Democrats, and they were totally alienated by some of the things that passed nationally that got them hopping freaking mad.
Well, right, exactly, sure.
And the COVID pandemic didn't help either. With the Democrats and their stuff that they were trying to put through. Now, DeSantis' conservative policies are widely popular here in Florida and across the country for the most part. Republicans are also outpacing Democrats in voter registration. They're registering more Republicans in this state now than they are Democrats. And the state also saw an influx of, you ready for this?
Sure.
Republican residents moving to Florida from other parts of the country during the COVID-19 pandemic. They got down here before the Democrats were able to get down here. And they're outnumbering the Democrats that are trying to show up but can't seem to fit into the lifestyle because when they open their mouth, they lose the crowd, if you know what I mean. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, that was that masked man again, Jeff in Sarasota. And, of course, he was there Saturday at the gun show. Many of you got to meet him, and he got to stand up there and emulate his voice accolades so that you knew who it was when he was talking. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is something that I take every day and have for the last 13 years. I take it because it works. That simple. It works. May not work for everybody, but it sure as hell works for me, and I'm going to tell everybody about what it does for me. For example, when I take it in the morning, like you're supposed to, with food, all right, and it gets in your system, it will go after the inflammation that you've got, which causes the pain, the inflammation, the swelling, all that sort of stuff, and keep it in check until you need to take some more or until it doesn't need to be used at all. That's the way it works. You take at least one packet a day in the morning. Now, because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it will help to lower or eliminate any pain or any swelling suffering that you've got going along by going right straight to the source. And that's what it does for me. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too. It's got ingredients in it that are good for you, kind of like taking a vitamin pill. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in as well. Comes in the most little convenient individual packets with four capsules in it, very easy to take, and it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, all you got to do is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and for $19.95, you get started on a three-week quick start. Now, after you do that, you'll have an opportunity to either get it monthly or get it once every 2 months or once every 3 months. And the packets will change in size. The pill sizes will get bigger. But the more you buy, the cheaper the per pill price is. So consequently, the overall price comes down a little bit the more that you buy. So keep that in mind if you want to do that. But in the words of Kyle Warren out there in California,
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. ReliefFactor.com/captain. 1995. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. Well, Mr. Kyle, I got to finish my little dissertation about Florida because I didn't quite get into all of it. Now, the Democrats have lost the culture war here in Florida. Republicans have been cornering the Democrats on culture war issues from drag queens to gun laws to education, none of which are popular down here, period. Social liberalization has totally backfired in this state with so many religious, older, and white voters. And, oh, yeah, did I say the Cubans? I did, didn't I?
Yes, that's true.
Now, even with gun control, liberal talking points aren't sticking. In Florida, political divisions are less clear-cut. One-third of Floridians also carry and have concealed carry permits. And guess what, Kyle? They're registered Democrats.
Really?
Yeah. One-third of the people with concealed carry permits in the state of Florida are registered Democrats. You betcha. So that's why the gun laws will never go through down here. The restrictions they're trying to put. But abandoning the voters is exactly what's been done since Barack Obama made it so famous, because Democrats scrapped former President Barack Obama's successful strategy of courting Florida's Cuban-American voters to focus on the big cities. They thought they had them in the bag. But instead, they brought up COVID, they brought up Obamacare, they brought up all these federal regulations that were just knocking people in the head, and this led them to neglect the local engagement, and they backed off, and as a result, the Cuban Americans, especially in Miami, said, that's it, we've had enough. And what happened? You know, we do have the Miami mayor running for president, right?
That's correct.
They elected a Republican as their mayor, and he's been doing a hell of a job. Now, it's not just a matter of abandoning them. Conservative Cuban Americans are becoming unreachable to a party that's become more progressive and, keyword here, folks, communist. The older Cubans still remember rule under Fidel Castro, and they've ingrained that in their siblings. Now, not all of them go along with that, but the majority of them do. And overall, the Democrats have lost ground in a state with multiple demographics that are out of sync with what they thought was a progressive agenda. These people are not going to go communist.
And they're not going to fall for the line that's typically spoken in the circles, and that is, well, communism hasn't been tried properly.
Yeah,
yet.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, ask
because they've seen
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, they've seen it, and they're not willing to go back to it.
Now, since we're on such a roll here, we'll continue. How's that?
Of course.
While the entire United States was under this authoritative mandate under COVID-19, the experts were making hundreds of millions of dollars on the pandemic that caused lifelong hurdles for so many Americans. I'll go on. According to the records from townhall.com and the writer Sarah Arnold, the former NIH director, Dr. Francis Collins, and former NIAID director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, remember him?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Made huge profits from royalty checks during the Chinese virus-fueled pandemic, at the same time while thousands of people were struggling to put food on their table. Now, a group called Open the Books, which is a transparency organization, recently released over 1,500 unredacted records revealing the leaders of the country's National Institutes of Health and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases profited off a virus that killed thousands of people. As a matter of fact, the records show that Collins and Little Fauci got 58 royalty payments for allowing companies to use their COVID-19 vaccines, which in return was developed with funding from U.S. taxpayers by private pharmaceutical firms. Everybody made money on this while all the rest of us got screwed.
You know, Captain, I mean, as this continues on, I mean, this history is not going to be very kind, and it's relentless.
I got more.
It's all coming out, don't you think?
I got more. 27,000 royalty payments were paid over a six-year period to 1,800 NIH employees, including Dr. Fauci. This coming from Senator Rand Paul. He says, we know that not because you told us, but because we forced you to tell us through the Freedom of Information Act.
Exactly, yes.
And the two experts that I just mentioned personally put $325 million in their bank accounts.
That's significant in the extreme.
Now, this guy is making, what, almost $800,000 a year, and he's making this on top of that?
I believe so. Fauci was the highest paid government official, as I recall.
He's the highest paid government official collecting a pension, too. He's got the highest pension ever paid to anybody. Plus, he's also got a driver and a car, and he still gets allowances till the end of the year.
Yeah, good gig if you can get it, I guess.
This is amazing. And, I mean, folks, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried, and I believe every word that Rand Paul said to give me that information that I got, and I believe the article the Town Hall wrote. This is what we've got going on in America today, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Well, sure. I mean, there's on so many different levels, people are unhappy with how all this was handled, how it came out, and who seemed to have benefited while everybody else was suffering.
And Donald Trump and anybody that's listening from the Trump camp, you screwed up when you didn't get rid of all these people that were embedded in these different branches of the government, Department of Justice, Department of Education, Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce, wherever they were that were embedded in there. You screwed up when you didn't demand their resignations, because that's what every other president in the past had done.
And that was one of the great unforced errors by the incoming Trump administration. And you would certainly think that if Donald Trump appears on that debate stage, that he will get this kind of question. He needs to be ready for it.
Well, I'm sure he'll be ready for it, but he also needs to be on the offensive, because they're going to come after him like sharks in a bloody pool. Right?
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour, stations get a chance to take a little break, make a little money, tell you about the weather. But I'll be right back with more. We'll let the commercial guy here take us to break.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. A Hawaii congressman who represents Maui is calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the, quote, first line of defense. At least 93 people have been killed in the wildfires. Former Vice President Mike Pence says his former boss got bad advice from a group of, quote, crackpot lawyers about the vice president's role in counting electoral votes. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he suggested the lawyers were simply telling the former president what he wanted to hear. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal to free five American prisoners held in Iran. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul said on Fox News Sunday he disagreed with unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now let me tell you a little secret about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I had gone to two specialists before I went to them with the problem that I had, and nobody seemed to be able to find the problem, the source. And instead it was, well, take these pills and they'll make you feel better or whatever. And I finally got over that real quick, and I said to my primary care physician, I said, look, this isn't working. I got to find somebody or something or whatever. So we heard about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I went down there, and Dr. Bill was the one that said, I think I know what the problem is, and I'll be doggone if he didn't hit the thing right on the head to begin with and started giving me the diagnosis I needed, which didn't involve a bunch of pills. It involved a leg wrap or two to try to contain the swelling that I was having. But he got right to the source of the problem, and away we went. The only thing is it had advanced to the level to where it had gotten up into my upper body and created problems around the heart area and the lung area. And, of course, when that happens, you have something else happen. And, yep, it did. It caused me to have a heart attack as a result of that. So they at least found what the problem was, and I've since gone back to almost normal, period, except for when I stand up a little bit too long, and then my left foot swells up a little bit. But I found out how to deal with that, too, and what to do to take for it, which is all natural. I take the relief factor, and that works for me. That's what I do. But I also keep my foot elevated as much as I can wherever I go and whatever I'm doing. That's the other secret. But advanced podiatry and wound care, if you're getting nowhere with the people you got, all right, give them a call, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And all you got to do is, you know, go and have them check you out. Hopefully it'll work as good for you as it's done for me. But in the meantime, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
We're kind of on a roll here, because I got a lot of comments. I haven't looked at them yet, but I got a lot of comments about the Fauci comments that we made here, and I knew I would. I knew I would. So did you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Yeah, because those scoundrels were making millions of dollars while we were all suffering out here. Many people trying to figure out where they were going to get their next lunch sandwich from, let alone their groceries. Now, the second migrant part of Mayor Adams' resettlement program, he's being charged now for people that are sexually assaulting women in some of these areas where they're putting everybody together. I don't know how that's all going to work out, but to think about something like that going on and the police are you know, being sidetracked or whatever the deal is. I mean, is anybody enforcing crime anymore in these big blue cities?
Well, it doesn't appear so. And, of course, Mayor Adams has found himself in quite a quandary because of being a sanctuary city. But now this is really starting to consume just about every part, it would seem, of trying to govern New York City and trying to make it a great place for people to come back to, go to see a Broadway show, visit Times Square, and have the New York experience. But this migrant issue and, of course, taking away those soccer fields, as I recall, that we were hearing about last week, is also going over like a lead balloon.
Now, a lot of companies are cracking down on customer perks and rewards, and there's no more freebies being given out. Have you noticed that starting to take place?
Well, that's right. I think you've got a lot of companies that are trying to make a profit. Consumer spending is down or prices are high, so it's very difficult to offer the same kinds of things that they might have done in the past in order, you know, to get customers in the door to use their product or service.
Well, I've got a savings card now at a restaurant chain, fine quality restaurant, we'll call it that, because it's not a fast food restaurant. It's a 10% card discount off anything in the menu, plus you accumulate points, and that's something that they're doing. But in order for them to do that, they had to raise their prices on their new menu 20%.
Well, sure, and we're seeing the same kinds of impacts, for example, on airline miles and things like that.
Yeah, and even though, you know, it looks good and they're giving you something, here you are, you know, you're out there doing what you're doing. And, of course, the fast food places like McDonald's and Wendy's and Arby's, you know, you fill out a survey, tell them how they're doing, and you get a free sandwich. That's your little gift of mundo there, but you're having to do something to get it.
Well, right, but where the companies fall into this now is that if they cut back too much on the benefits that they offer, well, then they could lose somebody. So, well, I need to be part of a rewards program, or I'm not getting enough rewards back. I don't feel it's a good investment. Or they're being very forthcoming with a lot of freebies. Well, that eats into their bottom line. They got to go back to their shareholders or whatever and explain why they're not profitable.
And let's talk about inflation for a minute, because inflation is ruining everything for everybody. Whether you're a business or an individual, you can't seem to keep track or stay afloat with the inflation, because, again, everything is controlled by the cost of goods and services, which have the main part of what goes on there is the cost of the transportation to get it from point A to B. It's been going up because fuel's been going up. And I saw, again, the difference in gasoline prices and diesel, astronomical. I cannot still fathom why diesel is more expensive than gasoline. It never should have been. It still shouldn't be. And they're just screwing the truckers and screwing the private individuals that have diesel vehicles, because it's just not supposed to be that way.
Well, you're exactly right. And think this time next year, you know, as we're really heading into the last part of the campaigns for the election, and how important that's going to be across the country if this continues.
Well, your state wants to eliminate gasoline and diesel engines, and they don't want to see any black smoke coming out of a diesel truck, which is what diesel trucks do. They eliminate a certain amount of black smoke, and if they're not running right, then the smoke is kind of whitish, and if it's white, then you got a problem with the engine. You better pull over and get it fixed somewhere. But they don't seem to understand it. We don't want to see black smoke.
Unfortunately, these days in politics, there's so much virtue signaling trying to create this notion, well, we're climate conscious and we're trying to reverse global warming or what have you. And they'll make all these mandates, but you're right, they don't see the practical parts of it. And then maybe not until it's too late, and then they have to try to reverse it, or you're already dug the hole.
Now let's talk about something that happened yesterday in the Black Sea, or over the weekend anyway. A Russian warship fired warning shots at a cargo ship in the Black Sea. What was that all about?
Yes, we understand that a Russian warship did fire warning shots at a cargo ship in the southwestern Black Sea. It was heading north, we understand. Now, this is the first time that Russia has actually opened fire on a merchant shipping that goes beyond Ukraine. And so this is significant, obviously, for that. Recently, of course, Ukraine said that Russian ships were going to be fair game beyond Ukraine, and starting now, basically, as the war continues.
Well, the only thing I can think is that they thought it snuck out with a load of grain that they hadn't had their fingers in, or something like that.
Well, that too, and then also Moscow is now saying that all the ships that are heading towards Ukrainian waters, they can consider them to be carrying weapons of some sort. You know, so this is part and parcel of, you know, this blanket issue about going after shipping.
Well, I guess they'll be boarding some ships to inspect the cargo then, because that's the only way they can make sure that's not going on, and then that'll lead to another issue, and it might lead to firefights on the water. I don't know. None of this sounds good. None of it.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our next Highway and Byway report here for the truckers out there. And yeah, it's warm out there across the country, especially the south. Yeah, we're going to have some bad weather out there today too, in some areas across the Midwest, but we'll make the best of it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Surprise!
goodness, Kyle. It's an oldie but goodie night. Now, who was that group?
Well, that was Cream again.
And what was the name of the song?
Sunshine of Your Love.
And that was another one of their big hits that they, you know, again, these are songs that people have actually forgotten about, unless, of course, you lived that era during the 60s. Another one from the 60s, extremely popular, and the kids like dancing to it. So, you know, we played it for the oldies but goodie crowd, right?
That's right, of course. Sure.
Well,
that's a good one, though. It's
yeah,
good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And hearing stuff like that, it reminds you of, you know, younger days and whatnot. But you can at least understand the words instead of this, whatever the hell they're doing, some of this stuff. You just can't understand what they're saying. But anyway, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We continue to see our excessive heat watches we were talking about last hour. We're going to add into that excessive heat watch going on right now for Phoenix, Arizona. It's 89 degrees right now in Phoenix, but definitely you've got this excessive heat watch there, and you could get afternoon temperatures up to 109 to 114 degrees.
Mm.
So you definitely want to make sure the AC is going along right there. Right now on the Las Vegas Strip, it's 87 degrees for people listening to us on KDON 101.5 FM.
Yep.
And welcome again to everybody in Las Vegas. And then, of course, heat advisory is going all the way up through the Central Valley of California. They turn into excessive heat warnings north of Redding. This is going to go all the way up the coast through Portland, up to Seattle, covering most of the state of Washington, most of the state of Oregon's in a heat advisory. Same tune here for northern Idaho, and this is going to stretch over towards Missoula, a little south of Missoula. But if you happen to be traveling from Missoula all the way to Southern California, you're going to come back into a little bit of better climes, we think. It won't be too hot, and we continue to see a little bit of precipitation out there on the map. It's dissipated a little bit since last hour, so be careful out there.
Well, the thing about the weather is if you don't like the way it is, maybe it'll change, but not if you're coming anywhere from Central Texas to Florida along I-10 or even up on I-20, for that matter, and also getting up on parts of I-40. But I'm telling you, the heat. I just got this advisory from the National Weather Service here from my backyard, and it feels like temperature's down a little bit, but it's still going to be feeling like it's 112 degrees today in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really rough on some of the older folks, because I know at the gun show on Saturday, it was really nice inside. It was nice and cool, as you might expect that in a big arena like what we were in, but the second you walked out the door, it's like it hit you in the face. It was like somebody threw a blowtorch on you.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. Now, looking at the weather, we'll start with Texas, because Central Texas, just around the southern edge of the Metroplex, if you will, Dallas on down to San Antonio, on down to Austin as well, almost all the way to Laredo, you're going to have 100-degree temperatures again. And those temperatures will also find their way over towards Houston, down to Galveston, over to Beaumont. There's going to be a little bit of rain or some coastal flooding, it looks like, because of showers right there down around Galveston. And then all the way to Brownsville, you're going to have the warm stuff. And it looks like as if, again, the way the wind is blowing and whatnot, you might get some onshore rain as well along the coast down there. If you do, that might cool things off a little bit. I'm not saying it will, but it might. And then coming over into Louisiana, all of Louisiana is under a bright red, which means 100-degree temperatures all the way across. And again, moving across over into Mississippi, we've got the red all through Mississippi, 100-degree temperatures plus. Same thing for Alabama. Most of Georgia's in the 100-degree plus category, except for going up towards the state line in South Carolina, I-95 into North Carolina, 90s plus, probably feel like temperatures around 100, and it's taking you up towards Norfolk, Virginia, Florida, all the way Jacksonville, I-10, all the way across, as I said, to San Antonio. You definitely are going to have 100-degree plus actual temperatures, and Florida's in the fry zone again, going down into South Florida, and there'll be some showers this afternoon with some heavy rain, but right now, we do have an area, folks, in northeastern Oklahoma and southwestern Missouri. It's been raining there for quite a while, and we've got a flood warning for those low-lying areas in there and that river. And Branson, Missouri, and Springfield and Joplin have a flood warning over the whole area. So there is a river that runs down through there, and I'm just thinking that out loud to myself here, Kyle, that they've got some trouble brewing there. Heavy rain and the rest of southern Missouri to take you over across towards St. Louis. You've got a line of thunderstorms right on the state line right there at Missouri and the southern part of Illinois and the southwestern corner of Kentucky. Got some rain up in Wisconsin tonight from the state line up towards Milwaukee. You've got some dense fog advisory right now, which is up in Maine for the entire eastern part of Maine. If you're going up to get a load of French fries when you get up 95 to Maine route number one to go north up towards Presque Isle and Caribou, you're going to be in fog all the way, so allow for some extra time there. And Kyle, real quick, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, 5 points per gallon, 5 points per gallon, 5 points per gallon. That's what you can earn in August only right now when you fuel up a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center with Pushper Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, we're going to bring Denise Simon in for about 60 seconds here. Good morning to you. How's it going?
All right. Good morning.
All right. I'm going to bring something up here. There's a report that Ukraine will not be getting the F-16s as planned until next summer. That's not going to help them.
Of course.
Not going to
help. No. And therein lies, I would say, the entire description of the support that the United States has been not giving Ukraine on a timely basis. I mean, everything that we have given to them, setting money aside, I don't even know how that gets delivered, but everything else has been 6 months to a year late, right? I mean, how do they expect somebody to win a war?
Well, they're not going to. They're going to find themselves getting beat and driven back to where they're at, and Russia's going to march right over what they want to march over. That's what's going to happen.
Very much.
Yep, and you can see the
writing.
See the writing on the wall, and I'm not saying I want to go to war with Russia, and I don't want to do that, but if you're going to supply something to somebody, at least keep your word and do what you said you were going to do to give them half a chance, because as it is right now, civilians are just being killed left and right. And hold that thought. Here comes the music. We're going to get into that and a lot more on the other side with Denise Simon and more with Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after your station's get a chance to pay some bills and do a little advertising of their own, and you'll hear the news and the weather.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.